Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel gave us a nice message there in one of our other ones. Joel, as you know, folks, is the author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. He's one of the great futurists of our time. He's a filmmaker, a futurist, an author, and a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. Joel, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all you do for us and for so many. Let's talk about a couple of the other things that you brought to us today. New antibiotics and hog lungs. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Let's start with hog lungs because that's the big deal. This has been a dream of, we'll call them bioengineers, but they're really body part engineers. They're really organ engineers who have said, if we could get the right things in the right way, I think we could actually grow a heart. We could actually grow lungs. We could actually grow stomachs. We could actually grow kidneys. This is research that says we are now successfully have grown lungs. Now, not in human beings, but in pigs. But they basically took pigs, removed one of their lungs, and then bioengineered a replacement. Bioengineering means they basically took a lung, they stripped all the cells off it, so all that you were left with is what they call the scaffolding, which is the skeleton of the lung.
Right.
They then took the cells, lung cells and red blood cells, of the pig that they were going to put this artificial lung in, and then put it in, now this is science fiction, man, in a bioreactor for 30 days. And in the bioreactor, those cells multiplied, became what they should be, put themselves in the right place on the scaffolding. So in 30 days, they put the lung into the pig.
You know what we used to call that? We used to call that autogenesis.
Kinda, yeah.
You know, when a lobster grows a new claw, when a starfish grows a new leg, it breaks off. When a lizard grows its tail back. It's called autogenesis.
Yep.
We've known about this for a long time, haven't we? We just haven't had it in a controlled environment.
That's right. The big difference is it's not the pig growing his own lung back.
Right.
It is us growing a lung that works for the pig because we use the pig cells. One of the biggest lines in the report was this. None of the animals was given immunosuppressant drugs, and none of the transplants was rejected.
Wow. Now, that's a breakthrough. That's a breakthrough.
It is. And what it says is we are now moving rapidly toward being able to develop these tissues. Again, by the way, how do you build them? You build them with 3D printers.
Yeah. How about that?
So here we go again. All this stuff is starting to connect together so that one helps the other helps the other.
And they're starting
to.
So the other one is apparently a new antimicrobial capacity that humans have that maybe we didn't know about. Is that right?
We didn't know about it. So it's a discovered source of antibiotic material. They're called peptides, antimicrobial peptides. I have followed them because I read about them 20 years ago on the back
of
frogs.
You and I have talked about peptides on the show before.
We have. Yeah, way a long time ago. What's neat about this is we didn't know these existed in the human body. So these are all new proteins that we can try. And some of the applications that they've already tried did kill bacteria that are pathogenic to us.
Which could be complementary to an organ transplant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
And complementary, by the way, to other antibiotics. This plus an antibiotic might make a super antibiotic.
So which we need, don't we? We need new leverage against microbes. We've all become more and more immune to some of the. I have family members who work in hospitals, and they're basically immune to most antibiotics because of their work.
Yeah, exactly right. By the way, we should at another time another discussion. I met one of the world's greatest experts in pathogenic bacteria, and he says in 20 years we won't be using antibiotics.
Wow.
So we should talk about that on another call.
What does he think we'll use? You're not going to make us wait?
Yeah, because he made me wait. He flew off to Germany before he told me what the answer was.
I'll be darned. Well, hey, Joel.
But he is going to share with me the material.
This is fascinating stuff, folks. Always count on Joel bringing us the best. Joel, thank you so much for all that you do for so many people, and especially for us. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. JoelBarker.com. Check that out. Also, the other website where the films are, Joel.
.com.
Say again.
StarThrower.com.
StarThrower.com. That's it. StarThrower.com. JoelBarker.com. Folks, when you visit that website, you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.